ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast has everything you need in a podcast.
Hello, hello. This is the podcast. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. And we talked about this on the radio show today, which you can hear live on the radio or the listener app. But from next week, everyone, we're changing Alphabucks to Elphabucks.
Elphabucks is in the guys that help Santa. Elphabucks.
Not as in the Green Witch from Elphabar? Wicked.
Because we realized this morning as we were saying it, because on paper it looks normal, like Elphabucks. Like on paper it looks fine. But as soon as you say it, it sounds like Elphaba. And we're going to start defying gravity.
As two musical theatre fans, yeah, we are not opposed to Elphabucks. But no, it's Elphabucks.
Yes.
It's where you put the pause.
Yeah.
Elphabucks. Not Elphabucks. Yeah. But it's worth $5,000 as well, too. So what a mad cash injection.
I can't even imagine.
For the Christmas period.
$5,000 right? Towards your Christmas. Like if you're going away, all the spending you'll be doing, prezzies. Christmas lunch, it would go so far.
It's a big boost. And it's on the line, on the live radio show from Monday morning, just after 8 a.m. I put it out there before, the work kitchen's a bit like Underbelly.
Yeah.
It's a jungle.
It's a jungle. And if you are dealing with someone stealing your stuff out of the fridge, I want to know what the solution is on 13 10 60, because twice this week I have come into work to make coffee at 4 a.m. when coffee is very necessary, and I have had zero milk left. And I get lactose-free milk. It's a special milk. It's my own milk that I bring from home and I purchase. And I've never had a problem until this week, and suddenly someone is drinking it by the litre. Like, it's crazy how fast it's going.
It happened to Ross from Friends when they ate his sandwich with a moist maker, and he just yelled and had to go to anger management.
I'm getting to that point. A Gabby without coffee is not a happy Gabby.
I like that you restrained yourself because you were ready to type the passive-aggressive email to all staff. Right!
And it was ready to go to all staff.
You haven't hit sand.
Who's drinking my milk?
Which is smart. 131060 is our phone number if you have a solution other than the passive-aggressive email. And Carlos is here. Carlos, you've heard Gabby's problem. What's your solution, mate?
Yeah, similar to, sharing Gabby's pain with the lactose intolerance, you decanter it into a normal milk carton. I know it's a bit of effort, but because it's not, like, it's the same. Everyone's like, oh, no, but because they see it's different, oh, I'll try this, but because it's the same, no difference.
Maybe, to take that one step further, Carlos, maybe you could actually decanter it into something that no one would ever want to touch.
Like a soy milk container.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe prune juice or something.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like Mylanta or some sort of bottle that's really undesirable.
Yeah, not mad about that idea.
Carlos, thanks, mate. Jeff on 131060. Jeff, what should Gabby do?
I think she's already done it. She's moved away from the passive-aggressive email and done it passive-aggressively on air.
To be honest, Jeff, I'm hoping the culprit is listening.
Yeah. That was obvious. And then if it doesn't work, then you can go to the spitting or bodily secretions after that. Yeah.
Well, actually, on that, let's move on to Alex. He's got an interesting one. Alex, you've heard Gabby's problem. What should she do?
Well, you're saying that Gabby's lactose intolerant, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So you set a trap and see if the person stealing your milk is laxative intolerant.
I think everyone is laxative intolerant. That's the point.
Replace the lactose with laxative.
Yes.
Oh, that's cruel.
That is. But, hey, that's how I feel when I drink normal milk. So they're just getting a taste of my medicine.
I have heard a story before, Alex. I know I've told you this one, Gabby, of in a workplace where someone was eating a guy's Weet-Bix. So to get back at them, he got every Weet-Bix and put it in between his butt cheeks.
Oh, nice.
I don't think I can do that with milk, though.
Oh, you could put
never eat soggy Weet-Bix. Come on.
There's ways, Gabby. We could brainstorm. Jim's here right now. Jim, what should Gabby do?
Mate, this happened to me a little while ago, and I left laxative drops in the milk on the Friday and the weekend shift. Sorry?
That's exactly what Alex just said to do. This is
great. Everyone's on the laxative.
You've actually done it.
Over the weekend, the weekend shift obviously knocked into it. And the next week, the guy who obviously was the offender, he's like, oh, mate, you shouldn't drink that milk. It knocks you around. And I just went down the line of saying, are you lactose-free? And he goes, no. I said, oh, look, sometimes, you know, lactose-free milk will upset a non-lactose stomach.
Smart,
so it was a win-win without looking like a bar.
Was.
It's all fun and games until Gabby forgets which one she puts the laxative in.
Cliffo and Gabby's Set Up Saturday.
So great. We did do Set Up Saturday over the weekend. You can get it all at the podcast, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast on the Listener app. But part of it was to print out a Cliffo and Gabby angel and put it on the top of your tree to send us a photo, and you could be winning a whole lot of money to spend at Spotlight.
We've just been inundated with people hitting us up with photos of...
There's some beautiful photos.
Cliffo and Gabby on top of the tree, around the tree. Some people have turned us into a tree. It's all been very, very exciting.
It's been fun.
One of those people is Tracy, who's actually on the phone to talk about her setup with her family right now. Tracy, how are you going?
Well, guys, yourselves?
Yeah, good. We are loving sick your Christmas tree. There's a lot going on your Christmas tree.
Thank you. It is a very busy tree, but we love it.
Busy but beautiful.
That's right.
So it's an 8-footer, and you tell us there's at least 1,000 decorations.
We tried to count it last night. There is a lot of decorations, and they've been going for years, some of them. So it's a bit of a tradition that they all go on there.
Sorry, Gabby.
I was just going to say, is that how you keep the kids busy? Like when they're annoying you, go count the decorations.
Yeah, something like that. Go count the lights on the tree, guys.
Yeah, it's like counting sheep. Puts
That's
them to
right.
sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Why is there a fence around your tree?
So there is a pen around the tree. It's nicely decorated too. So that's been there for years. It does keep the kids out.
Uh-huh.
But
nice.
It also lets Danny know where to put all the presents neatly.
Nice.
Oh,
so you permanently
double.
Put the fence around the tree. I like that.
Double reason for it.
Cliffo and Gabby Christmas tree angels did you guys print out and make?
Well, we all had to wear one as a party hat as well as put one on the tree. So 5 in total.
They actually make a really good party hat.
They do. It's not something we expected when we got them made, but I love the creativity, Tracy.
Oh, look, as soon as I seen it, I said, party hat, let's go.
So
you guys
good.
Are so cute.
And you whacked one on the top of the tree as well.
Oh,
and
for
all
sure.
that effort has paid off, Tracy, because you're the $2,500 Spotlight winner.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Dead set. What are you going to spend it on? Because they've got so many Christmas decorations at Spotlight, but your tree will fall over if you put any more decorations on it.
I'm sure we could probably fit a couple at the back, but oh, my God, have you guys been into Spotlight lately? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
Like the costumes, the stockings. Like we've got a Christmas tree costume,
yeah.
the hats.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what,
You're
Tracy?
Gonna be decked
I'm
out.
Voting at Spotlight. You buy another Christmas tree.
Yes.
Like you
Set
need to start
couple.
Again. You need to start again, yeah.
Put one in each room, you reckon?
Please, go for it. You've got $2,500 to spend at Spotlight, Tracy.
Oh, wow.
Well
thanks,
done.
Guys. Thanks, Spotlight.
Thank you. Yeah, and thanks, Spotlight.
Yeah.
They have been absolutely amazing, helping all of Queensland create, decorate, and celebrate all your Christmas traditions this year with bargains galore only at Spotlight.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat. And his black and white cat.
When it comes to parcel deliveries, there are multiple reasons why I would like the delivery to be discreet. So
we've talked
first...
about this on the show before. The sheer amount
of parcels, I guess.
Of parcels being delivered. Like if Nev was to ever catch on.
He doesn't know.
That would be a problem.
They get delivered when he's at work,
That's
which
right.
is lovely. So he doesn't need to know. But there are other reasons why I'd like them to be discreet, because if the parcel is left on the doorstep because you're not home or napping while the postie comes by, you want it to be discreet. I've had ones from Maya before where it's got Maya pasted all over it. And if that's sitting on the front doorstep, passers-by are going to go, oh, Maya. Okay,
yeah,
and they're going to take it.
I'm very glad you're bringing this up because only this week we had the same thing. I've bought my wife's Christmas present this year from the Iconic.
And it's got the Iconic paste
all over
it.
And it's Iconic
all
over the box.
Yeah.
And she was home with, she didn't work on Monday because my son was sick.
Yes.
And she's accepted the delivery with my name on it and the Iconic all over it. And she's like, what are you buying at the Iconic?
It's obviously for her.
That's right.
Well, that's another reason, right? If someone else is receiving the delivery that you have purchased and you don't want them to know what's in it, you'd like it to be discreet, right? There's another reason why you'd like it to be discreet too. If you're purchasing something you don't want the world to know about. So I told this story on the show recently about how when we did our night out, we did a whole Cliff on Gabby's night out. We tried to party like we were 20. And I wore a tape bra instead of an actual bra. I taped those bad boys up to make me look like I was 20 and gravity hadn't had any part in my body.
It took a lot of tape,
It took a
guys.
Lot of tape. And I used physio tape.
In fact, there's a tape shortage in Queensland right now. It's a bit like when everyone was using the toilet paper.
But I used physio tape from the pharmacy, which is a very, very strong, very sticky tape that wasn't going to budge if there was any sweat involved. But it was also very difficult to take off at the end of the night. Mm. I'm pretty sure I nearly lost some appendages. So I found a product called booby tape that is specifically for that reason. It tapes them up without ripping everything off. So I thought I'd give that a go instead of physio tape the next time around. And I ordered it online. And for the first time in a long time, I actually got home as the postie was at my door ready to deliver the parcel. So he didn't leave it on the doorstep. He just turned to me and was like, oh, this is Phil. And I was like, yay, thanks so much. And I walked over to grab it. And I'm not even kidding you. The label on the parcel was huge.
Yeah.
It was in bold print, booby tape, and the two O's of the booby looked like the word.
The boobies.
Oh, my God. Oh, passing me the parcel. I could just see the judgment all over his face.
We've taken a photo of this. You can see it now at our Instagram.
Yep.
But you're right. It clearly says booby tape. And the double O looks exactly like what you've
it's not discreet.
Purchased the product to use.
It's really not discreet.
That postman's going to be around a lot more. You need any help in there.
There's a pickup line going around at schoolies that the girls are sick of Cliffo. It's come to my attention. It's making headway on TikTok as a little viral post that all the girls are annoyed.
If it's on TikTok, you'd be I'm all across over it. This is Gabby's effort to be cool with her niece. It is failing miserably, but you have a crack.
I have a crack, and normally I just get stuck in the deep, dark hole of watching videos and hours go by without me realising. It's a very dark hole. But this particular thing I'm not relating to at all. Most things on TikTok I don't relate to at all. But this one, it's the boys with a very common pickup line at schoolies that I am just not on board with. And I've got some suggestions for them to up their ante. So I'm going to give you their pickup line and I'm going to do it in the voice I can only imagine they're doing it in. And keep in mind, it's actually mates wingmanning mates. Trying to get them a girl.
I already hate it.
Yeah, you ready?
If you got to use your mate. Yep. It's not going to happen.
This is the most common pickup line happening at schoolies.
Yeah.
Give our mate his first kiss.
I'll give my mate his first kiss.
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it. That is the pickup line.
Teenage boys, these days. That's crap.
You have no swag. So
no swag.
I've got some far better pickup lines for
you're
you.
You're all hag, no swag.
I've got some better pickup lines for you that might actually work rather than get you a slap across the face. Here we go. Are you a bank loan? Because you have my interest.
Okay, we're getting better. This is more the level of pickup line
that we're expecting.
That was about in our school these days.
Yeah,
Gabs.
Or how about if you were a chicken, you'd be impeccable.
Ooh, I like that. That's kind of cute and funny, though, huh?
Yeah. I was feeling a bit off today, but you've just turned me back on.
Yep. What if we're out the front of a Harvey Norman or something? Cool schoolies computer vibes going on, you know?
Are you a magician? Because when I look at you, everyone else disappears.
Oh, good one.
That's a bit hot.
Smooth.
I don't mind that one.
It's smooth. Mm.
Your dad must be a boxer because you're a knockout.
Oh.
And finally, I reckon this one would get you, Cliffo. Mm. So imagine yourself at a club and someone rocks up and whispers in your ear.
Yeah. I'm picturing myself in my school these days now.
Yeah.
Going right back.
And they go, life without you is like a broken pencil. Pointless. Oh. You're a pencil lover.
I'm obsessed with the idea of someone coming up to me in a club and wanting to hit on me. Didn't happen very often.
We mentioned it at the start of the pod on Monday. It's not Alpha Bucks we'll be playing after 8 a.m. It's Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks, because it's Christmassy. There's 5K. And the answer you want for Monday is Rudolph.
What a great answer to start
Rudolph.
With. Rudolph is your first freebie answer for Hit's 5K Alpha Bucks. It starts Monday morning after 8 a.m. on Hit. I'm here now to break the news to everyone that the different colours of a killer python aren't actually different flavours.
No. How dare you dash my dreams like that? I always leave red to last.
You know what I'm
python.
Talking about then?
Yeah.
They're the big snacks.
The huge ones, all multicoloured.
They're multicoloured. There's probably half a dozen different colours. There's a bit of yellow in there, a bit of green, a bit
and
of red.
And I always leave the red to last because it's the best flavour.
So I've done some exhaustive research over the last couple of weeks, and I am here to tell you right now the bad news that killer pythons have their own single flavour.
That's devastating, but also the fact that you've had to do research over a couple of weeks just proves to me you've just wanted to keep eating them.
You want your results to be conclusive. How dare you?
All right, okay.
So it is one flavour, one single flavour, Gabby. Oh, the different coloured sections are not. I can confirm now, they are not different flavours.
Oh,
the killer python is one pineapple-strawberry combo flavour, I have decided. And because I've put so much, as you highlight there, as I've put so much effort into this research over the last couple of weeks, I have actually prepared a statement that we could put out to the other media or something like that if they want to pick it up. But the statement is as follows.
All right.
I, Guy Clifton, have undertaken a rigorous testing regime over the past 3 weeks.
Ooh, 3 weeks.
4 packets of killer pythons have been consumed. My results are conclusive. Killer pythons aren't actually flavoured differently in their different coloured sections. They are simply one pineapple, strawberry-ish kind of flavour. We've all been duped. I repeat again, the testing was quite rigorous, but there's no need to thank me. You're all welcome to these results. True heroes make sacrifices and don't always wear capes. I guess I've also proven that. End statement. News out of Denmark, Gabby, which is not something we often bring to the show. Six customers.
Queen Mary is? Sorry, Princess Mary is?
Yeah, yeah. She's the crown princess of Denmark. You're right. Mm. She wasn't one of these 6 customers and 11 workers who were left stranded inside an IKEA after being snowed in by 12 inches of snow. So the 17 people, like I say, 11 workers and 6 customers, instead of trying to break through the snow, they had an adult sleepover, a slumber party.
There's worse places to be stuck, isn't there?
Yeah, right? So IKEA stores have canteens and stuff, so they had so much food.
Meatballs galore.
Yeah, the IKEA meatballs and stuff for dinner. And then the manager was like, okay, well, pick a bedroom. Because they have kind of like,
the
you know,
displays.
Faux display bedroom set up. And he's like, go for it, guys.
Pick one.
Make yourself comfortable. So the idea of 17 rando adults having a sleepover got producer
it's
Brooke
funny.
And I talking. And Brooke made the admission that even though she's well and truly into her 20s, she's an adult now, Brooke, you still have sleepovers with your mates.
I have them on the regular and I'll even sleep in the same bed as them.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I said to her, okay, now we're not talking romance here.
No.
We're not talking like just crashing
because
after
you've had a big night.
A big night. Mm. We're talking about, Brooke here, a pre-planned slumber party kind of sleepover.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah? You still there?
Yeah, like movie nights and then sleepover.
So if you're doing something more important, don't worry about it.
Pizza.
You said as well too, is this right, Brooke? You've even done this with male friends and you've shared a bed and there's no
romance.
No romance at all.
Yeah, no romance at all. It's just a fun time.
I find that weird.
Do you?
I do.
I don't necessarily find it weird, but I haven't done it since I was probably 17.
13,
it sounds 10, like 60. A fun night.
Look, on the reg, you and I are kind of shocked by, you know, the random stuff that Brooke tells us about her life.
Every day, literally every day.
And that's, I'm not giving you a hard time saying that, Brooke. You happily own that you're a bit of a strange cat.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
She wanted
to sound like I'm throwing her under the bus. Look, 13, 10, 60, producer Brooke does it. But like I said, you know, she's a bit of a strange cat and she often shocks us with her
her stories and, you know, the little bits and bobs her about her life.
Her lifestyle is different.
I want to know if it's a thing for normal people. 13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
Are you an adult who has sleepovers? Like, yeah. Is it still a thing for adults to have sleepovers?
Yeah, like slumber parties.
At their mate's house.
Let's take out, like, before a wedding, because I feel like that's very common for all bridesmaids to sleep.
Yes.
Sleep over with the bride before the wedding.
Yeah, let's take that out.
So that's not one. That's a different kind of event. But if pillow fights and lingerie are included, that's okay.
Mate, according to the websites I go to, when
thing.
I'm the only one at home, that happens a lot. I want to take out as well, like, just crashing after a big night out.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Because that's not a pre-planned sleepover. Yeah. And, of course, romance and rendezvous. 13, 10, 60. Tara's here right now. Tara, is this you as well? Like, adult sleepovers a thing in your life?
Yes.
Okay.
How often are you doing it?
Is this a regular thing?
Once a month or something like that.
Okay.
Really?
Depending.
And who's it with?
Just with friends and my sister and it.
Oh, so it's a group. You have a full slumber party kind of.
Yeah, it depends on who wants to come.
So what do you do at this said slumber party? Is it like a movie night? What kind of snacks do you have?
Drinks, barbecue, swimming.
Oh, okay. So it's definitely an adult slumber party then. Yeah. It's not like chocolate pizza and movies and go to bed.
That can happen. You know, like younger ones as well too. Like if you want a drink, I'd rather you do it in front of me. I'm a cool mum. 13 10 60 is our phone number. Jasper, do you have sleepovers?
All the time, mate. It's a favourite of mine. Like, I'll sleep in the lounge room with all my mates if I have to. Honestly, I've got a foam mattress there.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah, I just keep it tucked away, and then when my mates come over, I pull it out, and we'll sleep in there.
What do you do on a sleepover?
I'll just watch movies and chill, play card games.
Good on you, Jasper.
I love that. I love it. It's a really fun time, and I'm actually sad that I don't do it.
Yeah, because I said to you just during the song there, I'm like, oh, it's probably going to be all girls. So to hear Jaspering up and him and his bloke mates come around and play cards and watch a movie, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Jess is here. Jess, do you have adult sleepovers?
I do.
Who with?
All my girlfriends when I go back to Brisbane.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so that's cute.
Even to the point we kick their partners out of the bedroom and we have our own sleepovers.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you're out for the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, girls are coming over.
And Gabby brought it up before when we were talking about it. So, you know, I'm not being filthy or anything here, but the pillow fights, that's not a thing, is it?
Definitely not.
Nah, just confirming.
No, and it's ugly, PJs. Like,
I had to confirm it, all right? I've seen it on the internet so much. I had to ask the
not
question.
Not a thing.
Cliffo and Gabby, space news. Didn't tell you it was a new segment, did I?
No, you didn't.
Just throwing that one
out. Is this coming out really often?
I'm not going to make that promise.
Every time there's space news.
Every time there's space news. Which isn't that often. But there is some space news at the moment if you'd like to hear it.
Yes, please.
An Eiffel Tower-sized asteroid is going to fly past Earth at blinding speeds. If you prefer your measurements in actual length.
Yes. I was going to say, because that's a very weird thing to
compare it to. It's 330 metres long.
330
metres. Well, but I thought the Eiffel Tower gives it a bit more context.
I'm imagining like a javelin because the Eiffel Tower comes to a point.
Like maybe it's like that. Well, the other way it's been described is two Statues of Liberty. So, you know, if you've seen that before, it's two of those bad boys.
That's pretty big.
This asteroid was first spotted by eagle-eyed astronomers back in 1982 when this was the number one song. It's quite an old asteroid.
Yeah.
NASA is expecting this asteroid to pass Earth. So it's not going to hit us. That's what they're saying. It's going to pass Earth 7.4 million kilometres away. However, they've still marked this bad boy as potentially hazardous because it's still too close for comfort.
Right.
Even though it's 7.4 million kilometres away. Now, the big question that comes up whenever you hear about an asteroid coming anywhere near Earth is there a chance that an asteroid ever could collide with Earth?
We've been lucky so far.
The answer is not if Elon Musk and his billions of dollars have anything to do with it. So this is a story from last month that kind of got swept under the rug a little bit, but Elon Musk's company SpaceX actually teamed up with NASA, and late last month they built a rocket and they launched it into space. The rocket is set to collide with another asteroid, a different asteroid, which will hopefully change its orbit. That's the idea. And it's a bit of a test for if an asteroid was ever to come towards Earth.
Was Bruce Willis involved?
Well, I was going to say, it seems very expensive when you got Liv Tyler, Bruce Willis, and the cast of Armageddon just waiting around
They're
for
ready.
The call-up.
You just finished listening to the Clippo and Gabby podcast. Wrapped up thanks to Spotlight. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate, and celebrate this Christmas.